Well, it's happening, guys. Big Daddy Sitch is in the building once again with my beautiful wife, Lawrence, here to deliver another awesome positive podcast. Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you guys never knew you needed.
Yes, guys, it is episode number 24 of Here's the Sitch.
Damn, 24.
And we are just coming to you live from the Situation Household, bringing you positivity that you know you need.
Exactly. So what's happening today? What are some of the hobbies that we have done during quarantine, honey?
We've been just sticking to the basics. Mm-hmm. We've been working out. I have to say, you've become quite the gardener along with myself.
I'm actually looking at our planters outside. I'm very excited. Obviously, you were the deciding factor to get those planters.
Do you remember the first day I came home? I took our Gladiator Jeep, which has like a flatbed in it, and I came home with soil, yep, planters, and plants, and mm-hmm, you were like, what are you doing?
Listen, my wife will go to like Bed Bath & Beyond or Costco and just come home with like a giant like frame, and I'll be like, what do you want to, like, where are we going to put that? And she'll just be like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like
no, I had a plan. This was a plan, and you weren't a fan of it at first, and now you love going out there and watering the plants. I could have come home with more plants, but he started to get really annoyed each plant I brought home. So I had to slow up, and I just got herbs in the backyard and a tomato plant. And you were like, no more plants.
No, I actually enjoy the planters. We are now gardeners now during quarantine. And it's crazy because technically we are still kind of in quarantine. It's almost been 6 months now?
We are still on quarantine.
We're still in quarantine, technically.
We've transitioned to a new stage of quarantine because our state of New Jersey is pretty healthy. We are in a safe zone, technically, in the COVID land of the United States of America. However, we are cleared to work.
We don't have indoor dining, though.
No, we don't have indoor dining, and we don't have gyms.
We do have outdoor dining, though. Word on the street, somebody hit me up the other day. They're like, oh my God, someone's filming at one of our favorite restaurants, Butcher Block. Bravo was filming Housewives over there. So there are people starting to move and shake out in the streets right now.
Yeah, and just because one show is filming doesn't mean that
everyone has different protocols.
Exactly. So because COVID is like uncharted territories, every network and every production company has different rules.
Yeah.
Because it's an unforeseen event, and it's what's that word? We always say it when it's
unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. So it's never happened before. So everyone's rules to resume our kind of work in entertainment is completely different. So we do have good news, though, because we are starting to
film Jersey Shore Family Vacation Season 4 tomorrow. So probably by the time that you guys are listening this, we'll be either getting dressed to start filming some scenes or getting ready to, you know, start them.
Yeah. So we have gotten COVID tested a few times.
Twice.
To get cleared for work to make sure we're safe. And safe to be around the cast and all of that. But since we have been tested, we have been told, you know, to really stay to ourselves, not go out shopping, not go out to so many dinners and that kind of stuff to try to, you know, stay healthy and be able to be responsible while working with the cast and crew.
I was a bit shook when we first got tested because it took like 2 to 3 days to come back. And I'm like, oh my God, is it going to come back positive? Is it going to come back negative? I mean, you don't know, you know. And my wife's came back first, and I'm like, oh man, at least my wife is good. But
yeah, mine comes back first every time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But both of us came back negative, and that right there is a positive. So we're very excited because we're going to start filming Jersey Shore Season 4, which I'm so excited. We love to film that show. It's so real and gritty and fun, and everyone on that show really knows what they're doing.
And just, I don't want you guys to think like you're missing out on the whole year of what happened too when you get to watch the show, because we just got okay to like film and be with cast in the public. Like, not in the public, in the outdoors, like outside someone's house or something like that, safe in a park.
Yeah.
But we have been like, you know, self-filming on our phones and stuff. So I think you guys will kind of see what's been happening in all of our lives through our own lens, maybe not through a production crew for a little bit, but you'll be able to get to see some of what we've been doing in quarantine.
Yeah, we don't want to give too much away, and I'm not going to, but the first like couple episodes, they're going to be shooting it different. Like my wife said, a lot of self-shot footage to let you guys know what we've been doing during quarantine, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, so you may see a lot of planters at our house.
You may.
A little bit of gardening here or there. We don't really know what we're doing, but we enjoy it.
You want to know what I'm really good at during quarantine?
What is that?
Watering the driveway. Mm. I love to water the driveway. I think it's like ingrained in my genetics of all Italian men, you know, that go down the line that, you know, the driveway needs to get watered every now and then.
So let me explain to some of you here, Switch listeners, what watering the driveway is, because I've posted it on my Instagram story a few times when I've caught Mike doing it. No, and a lot of people are like, why? Why? What does this do? What's the point? And I didn't respond to everybody It's kind of like, so if you know what power washing is or pressure washing, that's when, you know, you use pressurized water to clean outdoor surfaces, whether it's like concrete or pavers or your driveway.
And this is your explanation.
Or the siding on your home or anything to clean it so it looks brand new and fresh. And it really makes a huge difference.
Okay.
So once you do that, watering the driveway literally cleans and washes away any debris, any fallen branches, any fallen leaves. If you had a quick little storm, if it rains the night before and your mulch got destroyed in your garden beds and it's all over your driveway, it just cleans everything up and makes it look neat.
Yep.
And it's not a substitution for pressure washing, but it's nice. It's a nice way to keep your pride in your home and keeping things looking clean outside.
Yeah.
And especially in the summertime, it's nice weather to be outdoors. So the Italian men, you know, in the neighborhood, I feel like growing up, my father did it too. My father is a landscaper anyway, though, so he's into all that kind of stuff. But you just clean it up out there with the hose.
Listen, you're just, like my wife said, it's really just you straightening up the patio of any debris or any mulch or any dirt that's really been out of place due to some storms and things like that. My father was a great driveway waterer. His father was a great driveway waterer, and his father's father's father. I just come down the long line of people that love to water their driveways.
Yeah.
And Paulie loves to, too, because I say it in group chat all the time and everyone laughs. But another thing off topic, which is not really off topic, but something I'm investing in as a homeowner is a leaf blower.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about that. On my to-do list today. If I have time, I'm going to Lowe's and I am buying a leaf blower.
I'm very excited about the leaf blower.
You've been like begging me for the leaf blower for like weeks.
Because every single week I get so excited when the lawn guy does the lawn because everything is clean and tidy and then literally the next day or 2 days later it just looks, you know, a little bit unkept, which I don't like. And I have to wait a whole nother 6 to 7 days for the landscaper to come back. And hypothetically, if it does rain, you know, a little extra during the week, he gets backed up. And guess what? He doesn't come as much. Mm-hmm. And then I call him up like, why didn't you come to my house? And he says, this is how things are. And I'm like, well, you know, this is our first home and we're dealing with these things. Hashtag adulting.
I'm telling you, if I get you this leaf blower, it is going on my stories when you are. I think I might have to save a highlight reel of you watering the driveway and leaf blowing the patio.
I also want to know what are, it's not even viewers, it's listeners or subscribers. Do you get a gas blower or do you get a electric blower? My wife is telling me that these days everyone's doing the electric. When I was growing up, I thought everyone did the gas.
That is not what I said. Gas is definitely better. It's the more quality leaf blower.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I was going to opt for the electric blower, this is totally unrelated to our podcast, but it's what's happening in our lives, so we're going to share it with you. The reason I was going to opt for the electric one is for the sole purpose of I'm the one that like goes to the hardware store and gets things for the house that we need, and I like to do things like and be handy. I'm not handy, but I like to try to do things. So guess what? If we have a gas leaf blower, I'm going to be the one he's going to send me to the gas station to get gas. I'm going to have to go get oil. I don't know how engines work or anything like that. So I'd rather just plug it in, charge it, be good to go. When it dies, you plug it back in. There's just no dealing with an engine.
Honey, I don't think I would make you go get the gas.
You would do it?
I think I would.
All right.
I
think well, I would. If you're signing up, I'll get you the heavy duty one.
I don't know if I want the heavy duty one because then you got to play with the oil too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's totally out of my realm. It's
no fuss, no muss with the electrical one.
Exactly what I said.
I want to know what our subscribers and listeners think. Do we get the electric one or do we get the gas one? What's better? I mean, with it, we're first time home buyers and we want to know what you guys think about this.
Yeah, so that's what's happening in the Situation household. We are doing lots of home maintenance.
Yes.
And trying to keep it kempt, like you said.
Yeah, we're also trying to work on our backyard as well, which is not difficult. We've just had so much time. And, you know, I feel that during this time where we're all having a lot of time, the best project is yourself. But also we're home, so we're doing our home as well.
Right, and you see so much of your home during quarantine because you're literally stuck here. So you see what you like, what you don't like, what needs a little upkeep, what needs to be taken care of, all that good stuff. I mean, I'm sure all of you have been doing little renovations and painting or little kind of projects at home to keep you busy. All right, guys, so we've all been spending so much time at home recently, which means a lot of home workouts. It is all Mike and I are doing, so we definitely are here to help you support your health and fitness goals on Here's the Sitch. And that's why we really fell in love with a brand I've been talking about all year, but I still want to share it with you because I just really absolutely love them. They are Barefoot Scientists, and they are the world's first premium foot care company. And they have everything you need to keep your feet healthy and happy, especially when you're working out and active at home. Their products target every issue that active feet may have. That could be from blisters, muscle aches, to dirt, sweat, and even odor. Every single product is specifically formulated for the unique needs of your feet, using the very best ingredients from science and nature combined, which makes that the perfect product ever. Twinkle Toes is an amazing odor-eliminating, bacteria-killing spray that's clinically proven to eliminate 99.8% of the bacteria that causes funky odors. Plus, it wipes out fungus and viruses too. You can use it on feet, shoes, socks, yoga mats, gym bags, just about anything and everything that you might want to disinfect and deodorize. And guys, 2020 is all about that disinfecting product. So get yourself some Twinkle Toes from Barefoot Scientist. You will not regret it. Plus, all Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, cruelty-free, and free of phthalates and parabens, so you know you're only using the great stuff. And you know what? Here's the Sitch. We like to cut through any kind of toxic chemicals, so having no phthalates and parabens is super key for us to be on board with. Personally, for me, since COVID happened, I've been obviously not having any kind of pedicure. So I used the Barefoot Scientist Reboot. They have really cute booties that are filled with the liquid. They have a lactic acid in it combined with another acid. And you just sit in that. I watched a movie. I kept them on for about 90 minutes. And then I took them off and my foot was like brand new baby soft skin. And it was way better than having any kind of professional pedicure. So right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 20% off your very first order at barefootscientist.com using code SITUATION. And shipping is always free, guys. That's barefootscientist.com, code SITUATION. Go get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code SITUATION at checkout for 20% off your first order and free shipping.
All I know is this weekend we had a monster cheat weekend, I think.
We did. I still feel bloated. I still feel full.
I had such a great week in the gym. I had 5 days in the gym. I went Monday through Thursday, and I also did a workout on Sunday. I did a total workout count of 5 days.
Well, you've been working out hard. Really, really hard.
I incorporated boxing into my workouts recently to get a little bit more leaner and a little bit more cut, which I've been really liking the results. I've been getting ready for new work gigs. We have some fitness projects that we're launching very soon. I'm so excited about that. And also we're filming the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And I always love to sort of try to be my best self.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about boxing on Here's the Sitch podcast, and we talk so much about fitness that maybe it's a good idea to talk a little bit about that, because since you've been gotten back into it, you've been saying to me so often,
it's like the missing puzzle.
Oh yeah, like it was like the missing piece of what like you needed to bring it all together.
Yeah,
and I think for a lot of people, if you haven't tried boxing, it is so incredibly effective.
Yes,
and it doesn't take a lot of time.
And it boosts your confidence too.
Yeah. And it's like a safety precaution as well, because you have someone teaching you how to defend yourself.
Yes. And these days in the streets, it is so important to be healthy, to be active, and also know how to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
Which, hence the reason why I think we should get into this today. Another way for you to... invest in yourself.
And I think I think it's a really great activity to do at home as well if you have children, because you're teaching them to defend themselves.
Yep.
You're keeping them active, and you don't need like so much equipment for it.
Yeah.
You just get like the pads and the gloves.
Yep.
And you're good to go.
Exactly. And I actually also think that it's the high intensity training, because I also got in such awesome shape from doing sprints. And you don't need any equipment for sprints. You can actually do sprints in your driveway. You don't even need that much time. You can probably take, 20 minutes to warm up and then do, between 10 to 15 wind sprints and walk back. And I guarantee you those high intensity workouts, far exceed some of the easier workouts.
That's really, anytime I've done that, that's where I've really seen myself like shed extra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Really quick.
Yeah, me too.
You get lean really quick.
When I was in prison, people used to see me doing the sprinters in prison, and people used to be like, this guy is like wild. He's crazy. But no, I was really just trying to invest in myself and use my time wisely. And that high intensity training really went a long way. And the same thing with the boxing. Boxing is also high intensity training, and it like builds up your wind. It builds up your confidence. And I love to do it. I really do.
I love boxing too. I really miss it. I did it the other day in the park with you.
Yeah.
And it was like a little taste. It was like a little appetizer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we need to do more of this. You've been doing it with somebody, I need to come and join you.
I've been doing it all week to, like I said, just sort of get that almost, I told my, not necessarily he's my trainer, but he helps me with boxing. And I guess you could say he would be my boxing trainer. It's almost like the sprinkles on a funfetti cake. You know, the cake is built. I've been working out for, a very long time and really being my best self. But this, the sprinkles on the cake almost like finish it. You know, it really cleans up the edges, and I really love it. So I really wanted to share, what I've been doing lately.
And it's funny because that's where we reconnected at a boxing gym.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
I so was not in good shape when we reconnected. What year was that? 2013 or 14?
13,
yeah. I heard you were actually at that gym. And I've always been into fitness, but maybe if I went one day here, one day there, but that's unlike me. Usually I go 5 to 6 days a week when I'm healthy. And I wanted to run into you because you were like the one that got away.
Mm-hmm.
And I purposely went to a gym at like 8 p.m. To see you. And we, hit it off and have been together ever since.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Is that 7 years ago?
Seven years ago, yeah. It's wild. Anyways, enough about, we'll get more into that at another time. But the best weight you'll ever lose is the weight of other people's opinions.
Ooh.
I just blew your mind. I know I did. If you want me to read it again, I will. The best weight you'll ever lose is the weight of other people's opinions. I think that right there is so fire, because a lot of people don't even understand what that means. So many people are conditioned to worry about what others are thinking on social media, the media. I think the most important opinion that you need is the opinion of yourself and the faith in your God.
I think that it really takes living in or outside of like the fear zone.
Yeah.
Really incorporate that quote into your lifestyle.
I just think it's just living in perspective. You know, are these people
what really matters?
Yeah, what does really matter? I mean, obviously, your family really matters to obviously certain degrees.
Well, obviously. You care about them and you love them, but their opinion on your life, your lifestyle, your profession really doesn't matter.
I'll take it into account, but my opinion and the opinion I feel of my God is the two for me, at least. You know, I'm respectful of my family, but I feel that the most important opinion is of yourself.
Yeah. What are your goals? What are your dreams? And are you on track to accomplish them?
I just feel so many people are conditioned to feel up or down, you know, good or bad from, you know, the opinions of others, social media and things like that. And you could be literally walking on water. And someone might have something bad to say about you online. Yeah. That's just how it is in the world, I guess. And that's a sad thing, but you can't let that get you down.
No. And we're really used to that. So I feel like we've been conditioned to really not let any of that affect us. But what are some good examples that we could share with them? Honestly, one quote that you always say that I love that I think really puts that into perspective is that no matter what, you will never, ever have 100% approval rating.
No, never.
Mm-mm. In life. So if you think about that, what you could be like the Dalai Lama. You know what I mean? Like somebody's going to disagree with your beliefs, your actions, your what you're doing every day and what you're focused on. And
well, I believe I owe it to myself to be consistent. I owe it to myself to be disciplined. And I owe it to myself to be to stay focused. I feel that you have to be your own coach in life. You have to be your own motivation. You have to write your own praises sometimes. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times people will be either on the fence or sort of just watching.
Or,
you know?
Or exactly what you said, but searching for praises of strangers or praises of other people. Ooh. And to feel valuable. And you should be
validity.
And
yeah.
You should be searching within yourself to give yourself the props of like, you had an amazing workout today. You had a great family day. You took care of your kids. You took care of your husband. You took care of your home. You took care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to give yourself those pats on the back and not look for it from external people.
Yeah, I feel that I'm going to say it again, and I don't want to be like a broken record, but you're right. The opinions of others, shouldn't matter when it comes to, you know, how you live your life and making you feel whole or confident. A lot of the times you see so many sad stories that, you know, people getting bullied online and something negative happens, you know? Yeah. That's just crazy. It's just like, you know, those opinions really mattered that much, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it really got to you that much where, you know, you decided that, and I'm not going too dark here, I'm just saying like, you decided to not feel good about yourself?
Well, I think a lot of those stories that I've read are people that are just not very young. They're underage. They're not experienced enough to know that that doesn't matter yet. And if I was that age and social media was around, I don't know how I would react to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we grew up in a different era. Yeah, we didn't have that.
We need more leaders, not followers. Okay, you need to strive to be a lender. Not a borrower, a victor, not a victim. Mm-hmm. That one right there is really, really key.
Yeah.
Because all of us go through trials in life, you know, and some of them are very, you know, tough. But your mentality in your brain and your point of view and your positive mental attitude, if you have it, will actually make you overcome it.
Exactly.
And become better, not bitter.
Exactly. And what energy and what vibration are you putting into the universe when you're going through that? So when you said become a victor, not a victim, are you feeling sorry for yourself if you're going through something bad? Or are you challenging yourself to say, what can I learn from this really hard time?
Yeah.
And how can I implement a change in my life so that I don't end up in this position again?
Exactly.
Or I learn something valuable from this that I can bring to my life once this is over.
A lot of successful people, including myself, use the bad times to fuel yourself and fuel the emotions to become better.
To succeed.
And to succeed.
And to continue trying.
To try harder. and to work harder.
And it makes when you do succeed and you get that big win, it makes it that much more powerful.
The best view comes from the hardest climb.
Exactly. Because you know how hard you fought mm-hmm. to get to that success.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, a lot of times in life, I feel that things are put in our way to prepare ourselves for something that's coming.
Yep.
And in my case, I had to go through some very, very hard times. And I stood tall and I became a better man and a better person. And I wouldn't be half the man I am today if I didn't go through some of those negative circumstances, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I think it's really interesting because people have asked you that question before. Like, do you regret anything?
And I say no.
And you say no. And I agree with you. No. Because, and people are like, are you sure about that? You really don't regret what happened? Like, talking about, like, the prison stuff. And it's like, well, no, you're about to be 5 years sober. Yep. Like, you've turned your life around. You've made so many positive changes. You've grown into the person you were always meant to be through experiences, through your own life experience and challenges and ups and downs. And if you had changed any part of that past, you may not be who you are today. So, like, to me, like, all of that's just worth going through to come out the other end.
Yeah, I feel that those hard circumstances were almost like the ingredients that I needed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the hard edges that I had were softened a little bit. I became more grateful and more humble in certain areas. And other areas that were a little soft that needed to be hardened a little bit, those also were hardened. So I became my best self through those hard times. But if while you're going through them and you have a negative mental outlook, you know, you're not going to make it.
No.
But if you have a positive mental attitude or outlook and you're like, you know what, whatever is going to happen, I know that I'm going to be standing tall at the end, you'll become something different. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want.
And that's where, like, the miracle of transformation
oh my
is.
God, miracle?
Miracle.
The guys, that's, guys, that is where the miracle happens. All right. Miracle.
My brain, like, froze for a second. I even said it with a straight face too.
And also goes back to the other quote about water. They say that water cuts through stone.
I was just, you over, literally.
Over time.
Stop it. You read my mind.
Yes.
I
yes.
was waiting for you to finish, and yes. But then you threw miracle at me, so you threw me off course. But I was going to use the expression that there's, like, a whole saying with sea glass. You know what sea glass is? Like, if you're walking on the beach and you see, like, a really pretty piece of sea glass. At uh-huh. once, it was like a cut hard rock. But through getting beat by so many different waves mm-hmm. and the yeah. ocean going over and over and all these storms and waves and tides, it becomes the most beautiful piece of bright, clear, and smooth and soft and gentle sea glass.
Well,
that started as a rough, harsh rock.
Exactly. So it's really just consistency. Water breaks stone over time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, tough times don't last, but tough people do.
Exactly.
And without pressure,
there is no diamond.
There is no diamond,
stop,
guys.
But you read my mind the second time because I was going to say that one too.
We could be soulmates.
We are soulmates.
We could be soulmates.
That's what happens when you're with your soulmate.
Yeah.
They finish your sentences.
But it is so true. So those type of things, you need to sort of enlighten yourself and read more and just have an open mind. I think having an open mind in life is also very key. A lot of people have a closed mind. If you mention, like, vibration, I think the other day I told my pops, and my pops is, like, old school. I said, "Pops, I'm sending you positive vibes." And he laughed. Yeah. "You're sending me positive vibes." You know, and listen, Pops is old school. I love him. But that's me sending positive energy into the universe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't get that.
Receive it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's and these days, they're, you know, if you guys are really, you know, hip to it, they're saying that we can manifest our own destiny by our thoughts.
You absolutely can.
I believe so. I definitely believe. Hence why the reason I went to natural toothpaste and natural shampoo lately. Because I believe there are too many chemicals in our water supply and too many chemicals in, and I don't want to get into all this crazy stuff, but we're just trying to go a little bit more natural and holistic with most of the things in our life.
Yeah.
We're just stepping our game up seriously. So we went with natural toothpaste and natural conditioner and shampoo. I want to know if some of our listeners are also doing the same. Do you guys go with the standard, you know, chemical, you know, shampoos and all that stuff?
Fun fact.
Some of that stuff might not even be healthy for you, to be honest with you.
It's still bad for you. Fun fact. So much of it is, though. It's like, where do you draw the line of, like, I just want to live and not think about it, and I'm just going to use the bad stuff, or I'm going to be aware of it. So we're, like, overly aware of everything we put on and in our body, mm-hmm. and we're always trying to improve ourselves and be healthy and cleaner and eat next
level. Self-awareness is key.
Yeah, and there's actually a really quick way to see on your toothpaste. A lot of toothpastes are, like, super toxic, and obviously the goal is not to swallow them, but you're, like, literally putting it in your mouth, so you're ingesting it without realizing it. But if you look at the toothpaste bottle, if there's like a black on the back of it, there's like either a black square or a red square. And those both, if it's black or red, it's really bad. The ingredients are horrendous. And there's natural ones that are really not bad. Yeah. You get them at Vitamin Shop. They have like baking soda and peroxide in them.
Can't you so do they're doing, make your own baking soda?
Yeah, they're like literally antibacterial. Like they're great. They're not effective. But I think a lot of people don't know that, and they just go and buy the good old, you know, brands that they're used to.
Yeah, there's
that kind of stuff, and they're really not good for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
And your hair has been looking amazing ever since you switched. Yeah, I am
growing my
hair
longer. I definitely am. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to the hairstylist tomorrow. New hair. Who dis? But also, I've been seeing that some of our fruits too have been genetically modified, which we shouldn't be eating those either.
Oh, I don't buy GMOs, but you have to be really careful with that. It's not good.
Yeah,
that's why there's like a bee shortage in our country, and it's like a really serious thing, because when crops are sprayed with pesticides and GMOs and all this stuff, the bees won't pollinate, and then if they don't pollinate, you can't grow like 90% of what we eat, which is fruits and vegetables.
Insane.
If the bees aren't naturally pollinating the foods that grow on plants and trees. So bees are like very important, vital role in our existence.
In our ecosystem, right?
So yeah, it's just something to be aware of. And you can always dive deeper into any of this kind of stuff. We're just kind of touching the surface on it.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from fast food too. Even though I'm a big fan of fast food, I know
you're
not.
You're finally coming to my side. Holy
I'm trying to stay
hell,
away from
guys,
it.
Guys, it's been 15 plus years I've known this man, and I've always been
into
fast food.
It's obviously not good for you, you know.
And he is finally coming to the light side.
We would have it for
it is a big no-no.
A
I've never
day.
Liked
we
it.
We would have it for a cheat. Listen,
I'll get down with Chick-fil-A.
America and everyone listening, we've grown up on fast food. You know, when you're little, you take your kids here and there. But I'm starting to see all these documentaries that are just, some of this stuff is really not good for us. So even on a cheat day, I try to steer away from it.
Agreed.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Have some carbs. Pasta.
I think this past cheat day we did go with pizza and pasta, right?
That's my kind of cheat. Yep.
Yeah.
So as all of our Here's the Sitch podcast listeners already know, my husband and I have moved into our forever home, and we have been busy renovating and decorating at the same time. So you know that we had to go through to find the absolute best quality mattress for us. And that mattress brand I've discussed with you guys before, but I want to bring another attention to it because we are absolutely loving it. And thank God we got it before quarantine, because we are spending a lot of time at home and in bed. So Helix is the name of the brand that we are absolutely loving. Helix Sleep. They actually have a quiz that just takes a few minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. So whether you're a side sleeper, a hot sleeper, or like a plush or firm bed, with Helix, there's no more confusion and no compromising on an average mattress. Helix Sleep was even awarded number one best overall mattress pick in 2019 by GQ and Wired magazine. Mike and I took the quiz and we matched with a firm Helix mattress because we wanted something that felt medium slash firm when we sleep on our sides and on our back. So if you guys head to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the absolute best sleep of your life. I'm telling you, we are so happy that we got this Helix Sleep mattress right before quarantine because we've been spending so much time at home and of course snuggling in bed, and it is super comfy. And we couldn't be happier with it. We actually got more Helix mattresses to fill up another bedroom or two so that our guests can be extra cozy as well. They also have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you absolutely will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattresses for our Here's the Sitch listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's Helix, helixsleep.com/situation for up to $200 off.
I think we have some callers that we may have to get to. Do we have any callers today, honey?
We do have a bunch of new callers that I want to hit the phone lines with. Our Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is here for you guys for any questions, comments, concerns you have. We are always trying to live our best life healthy and holistically. And if you guys have any subjects you want us to touch on that we didn't discuss yet, please call into our number and leave us a message on whatever you're thinking. The number is 732-898-0414.
I felt like today we sort of ran through a whole bunch of things today, which is pretty cool.
We did, because I think that we were just kind of catching up with what's been going on in our lives. And I like that you bring in what's really happening. Like, we really did just switch to natural toothpaste. Yep. We really did switch your shampoo to natural shampoo.
Yeah.
And these are just little changes in being aware of what you're putting on your body that's getting – and your skin, not to go back, but your skin is your largest organ on your entire body.
Well, I mean –
and you can't replace that.
I'm on top of my skin maintenance, though.
But it's the largest organ in your whole body. Mm-hmm. So, like, what are you putting on your skin?
Mm-hmm.
What chemicals are in that skincare that you're putting on your skin?
Yeah,
are you wearing SPF every day? I've been getting deep in the skincare ingredients.
Yeah.
And they are insane once you open your eyes to some of the words and what to be on the lookout for.
Let's inform our listeners that, I mean, before we get to the callers, but we're looking into this because this is how we live our life. But you're actually looking into, you know, a special project coming soon.
Yeah, I'm working on something that I'm so excited about, but I'm not ready to announce yet because it's so early. But it does involve like all kind of healthiness and well-being and all these ingredients, which is why I'm looking so much into it.
Oh my God, should I announce my venture that I'm working on? The fitness one? My supplement line, honey, that I closed this past weekend.
You can talk. Yeah.
My wife is looking at me crazy right now.
Because there's so many projects that are not announced right now. So I didn't know which one it was.
Like, you better not say that one. And I'm like, honey, we closed on it already.
I thought it was.
Yeah, this past Friday. And it's been so long. I don't know why I haven't had a line of fitness supplements, but we just sort of closed on a deal. We're very excited. A line of fitness supplements and proteins and pre-workouts and fat burners and aminos and things like that. So I'm very, very excited to bring that to you as well. So that's something cool as well.
Yes, I'm so proud of you and so excited because that is something that is a very long time coming. And
I should have had one of these a while ago, but listen, better late than never.
Exactly.
Everything happens for a reason.
And I think it's perfect timing because now that you're being aware of like all the ingredients and stuff, like he's already so hands-on in the process. It's really cool to see you be so passionate about it.
I know. I feel like I am my best self at this particular time period in life right now, which is very cool.
We both are. All right. I'm going to hit the phone lines.
Okay, cool.
One more time, that Here's the Sitch podcast hotline for you guys to call in and leave questions, comments, concerns, topics you want us to go over, or any kind of feedback. Hit us up. The number is 732-898-0414.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Lauren as well. And I'm a psychologist and a Reiki master here at the Jersey Shore as well in Toms River. But I was listening to your podcast, and Reiki is energy healing. So while it can be done during a massage, and it often is done during a massage to kind of just help break up energy in different parts of the body, it can also just be a situation where people lay on a massage table and you just kind of go over all of their chakras. So if you're familiar with the chakra system, it's an energy system that goes from the base of the spine all the way out through the crown of the head. And so along this spectrum, there are different issues that can come up for people. So one of the main ones that I tend to work with people is the heart chakra. So that one is over the chest area and is all about your ability to give and receive love. So for a lot of people, if they've been heartbroken, if they've been, you know, cheated on, if people have treated them really poorly, a lot of times they have a hard time just kind of like, you know, accepting that love from people or trusting, being vulnerable with people. All of that feels really scary. So what I do is I work with people over their chakras that they tend to have issues with. Another big one is the root chakra, which is the base of the spine, and that's all about your sense of safety and stability and security in the world. So if you know, had things like childhood abuse or a lot of issues when you were younger where you felt unsafe, you didn't feel protected, a lot of times people do have those energetic wounds from trauma. And so what I like to do is just work with people, you know, as far as a psychologist, and also treating those energetic wounds that happen, because I think sometimes, you know, talk therapy is great, but it's really nice to be able to treat people energetically and physically too.
Wow, that is amazing. Did you hear all that?
I did.
That was Lauren, also from the Jersey Shore. I think she said she was down in Toms River, and she is a Reiki master. We might have to contact her and see if we should check this out. Maybe we should do this for our YouTube.
I know, I'm not experienced with it, but I'm willing to try new things.
I've never tried Reiki, neither have you, so I feel like it would be really cool to film that too and share it with our subscribers. But anyway, she was explaining what Reiki is, which she said it could be done during a massage, but it's energy healing. So don't necessarily have to have a massage. You could just lay on a table and then do their energy. Well, it's with or without the massage. The main point is the energy.
Can I get the massage?
Yes, you can get the massage.
I'm just saying. I work out a lot. I could use a massage.
So I love that our listeners are so in tuned with what we're talking about, because that's a great example of, I had no idea what exactly Reiki was.
Yeah, me neither.
And I was like, we brought it up a few weeks ago, and I was like, I can't even speak to it because I don't know. And then you guys call in and educate us. So I love that. And maybe we'll have to try out Reiki.
Yeah, and it goes to what we spoke about before, which was having an open mind when it comes to health and wellness.
Exactly. Open to trying new things.
Mm-hmm. And we tried meditation a couple of weeks ago, which was pretty cool
And we haven't implemented it. We really need to. I thought
it was really cool. I mean, I've never tried meditation before, but we tried it that one time with Dr. Michael DeMarco, and I actually liked it.
We need to do it. Maybe we should do it tonight together.
We have such a regimen in our own life when it comes to our fitness, and we have our vitamin regimen, and we have our fitness regimen, and we have our work regimen with a lot of projects that we share. So although we work on a daily basis to sort of have progress over perfection, sometimes when it comes to implementing new things, it takes a little bit before we can implement
it. It does, but it's such a positive. I think it's worth to find some time for it. Find a way.
Yeah, definitely. We already have a schedule, but I'm sure that we can find a way to put it in.
Do we have time for a few more callers, or should I just do one or two more?
I think we can do a few more, honey. Okay. We're doing great today.
My name's AJ. I'm from Oswego, New York. Been on a fitness journey for the last couple of years. Used to weigh 464 pounds. Currently, I'm at 325. Still on that journey. It's a long road, as Mike probably knows, with the recovery. Proud of what Mike's done. Recently have gone back and rewatched old episodes of Jersey Shore just because there's nothing else to do. It's kind of fun to watch his journey. I wanted to share some wisdom too. One thing I learned is if you don't eat right, you don't feel right. Last week I ate like crap. I did everything wrong. It was kind of slacking. And I got to my big workout on Sundays that I do with a group of people. We do an hour of HIIT training, and I just had no energy. The week before, when I was eating right, I had the most energy I've ever had. I was breaking PRs. So this week I'm right back on to eating clean, eating healthy. I'm doing a 90-10 diet because that's what I need to do for my size and my goals. Eventually I'll go down to an 80-20 diet. For now, I'm just rocking this and I feel great. So thanks for putting on the podcast. I enjoy it very much. My wife enjoys it a lot and look forward to hearing every episode coming.
Wow, I really did like that, honey.
Me too. That was AJ from New York.
Yeah, and he's actually right. When you are feeding your body, the body's going to perform better. I mean, it's just like facts. 1,000%, I don't know why us humans, we sort of get it wrong and we're just eating bad and wondering why the body is breaking down or the car is breaking down. If you don't take care of it, that's one of the first things that's going to go.
And that's a big reason why I am someone who typically stays like on really healthy food.
You say the same thing too.
Because yeah, for like mental health for me, like if I don't eat well and if I cheat and splurge,
you don't feel good.
I'm like mentally not feeling well. So it's not only physically, I can't hit personal records. I can't work out well. I'm feeling gross and foggy and blurry the next day but in my workout. But then also in life, like I don't feel happy. It weighs me down. It puts like a gloomy cloud in my brain. So like if I stay on track with healthy like fruits and vegetables and lots of water and clean food, I feel so much lighter and happier. And that's why I've always been an advocate like against fast food, because fast food does that to me. It'll like make me depressed, honest.
And I think eating clean also boosts the confidence.
Exactly.
It makes you feel empowerment.
Yeah.
Like you're doing something good and it pushes you to do more.
Because you're technically, you're fueling yourself with like the highest level of fuel you could give yourself instead of putting shit in your tank.
Oh, God.
That's literally what you're doing.
Very true. And like I said, the longer that you continue to sort of eat better and eat clean, the longer that you're going to be able to train. And like I said, the more weight that you're going to be able to lose, the more gains you're going to have, the more clear and focused you're going to be and motivated. It's just like a ball of positive energy that keeps growing as you continue to do the right thing, and almost like a domino effect.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Erica calling from Massachusetts. I just wanted to thank you for your podcast. I recently started listening. I've been a fan of Jersey Shore for years. And I have to say, you've really motivated me. A year and a half ago, I got diagnosed with kidney cancer. I had to have my kidney out. I had gained some weight from it. And I was just in this negative place that, you know what, no, I can't diet. I can't do this. And since listening to you guys, I have. I started the keto diet. I love it. I'm sticking to it. And I just think that you guys are great. You're very motivational. I absolutely love your podcast. So thank you. Thank you for all the motivation.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing, Erica. We are so proud of you. Thank you for being a loyal Here's the Sitch listener. And we are glad you are healthy and powering through that. That is incredible.
We're all about the positive vibes. And we appreciate the phone call to let us know that that we are affecting you in that manner. And we're going to keep moving forward. Honey, do we have time for another
We can probably do one more quick one.
Okay.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Sue from Connecticut. I just wanted to call and say thank you guys so much. You guys have been amazing through this pandemic, and it's nice to have something consistent that we can rely on for some positive news right now and upbeat content. But it seems like we're just surrounded by negativity in the current state that we're all in. So I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. I really enjoy everything you guys are doing and the advice you're putting out there. It's fantastic. Keep up the good work.
Oh, Sue from Connecticut, thank you so much. That makes us so happy that we're getting that kind of feedback and you guys are loving us during the pandemic and just being a force of positivity, or just even a little bit of positivity, if anything, in the right direction.
I feel like people really need it right now. I mean, it's wild right now in the streets.
Exactly. And I think that it's really important for us all to come together as like a community and know that we're all going through it in different ways.
And
it's affecting everyone in a different way. So, yeah, we're all here for each other. And we're glad you guys are staying positive with us on Here's the Sitch. I'm going to give you that phone number one more time before we wrap it up today. Our Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414.
All right, guys. And before we end, I have to hit you guys with a quote that I think is really cool, And this one right here is, be crazy enough to know you can do anything you want in life, only if you try. And that is so true. If you really put your mind to anything that you want in life, you really can. There are no limits. The only limits are, is yourself. Yeah.
It's mind over matter.
And your only competition is the man in the mirror.
Facts.
So you have to get over some of those hurdles before you can become your best self.
It's a great one, honey.
Very cool. All right. See you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. I will see you guys next week.
Stay healthy and safe, guys. Talk to you soon.